们大家好。
Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
我们打开圣经啊。
Let us open our scripture.
圣经，哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
后书五章第一节到第十节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1 through 10.
如果你没有圣经的话，举个手，我们招待，有没有招待？发一下。
If you don't have a Bible, then please raise your hand, and our brother can give one to you.
本来今天要来交通的弟兄，因为家里，母亲有事情在台湾，所以他赶回去。
The brother who is supposed to be sharing with us this morning had to rush back to Taiwan because of his mother's condition.
那我们纪念这位弟兄。
Let us remember our brother.
不过我们在一起交通的时候，盼主的灵在这里。
We hope that the Spirit of the Lord is with us today as we share.
让我的交通没有打断主原来要交通的话。
So that my sharing today does not disrupt what the Lord wanted to share originally.
哥林多后书五章第一节到第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1 through 9.
都找着了。我念一节，弟兄姐妹念双数节啊。
I will read the odd number verses, and brothers and sisters can read the even number verses.
不然这样好了，我们一起来念，然后再念姐妹念英文啊，我们一起来念啊。
Or let us read it together.
好，我们一起来。我们原知道，我们在这地上的帐篷若拆毁，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。
For we know that if the earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得的那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。
For indeed, in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven.
倘若穿上，被遇见的时候，就不至于赤身了。
Inasmuch as we, having put it on, will not be found naked.
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。
For indeed, while we are in this tent, we groan, being burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed.But to be clothed, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life.
为此栽培我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
Now he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave to us the Spirit as a pledge.
所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在肉，便是与主相离。
Therefore, being always of good courage, and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
因我们行事为人，是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同住。
For we are of good courage, I say.And prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord.
所以无论是住在身内，离开身位，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
Therefore, we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to Him.
我们有一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们求你在这段时间保守我们的心怀意念。
Lord, we ask that you keep our heart and our mind in this time.
我们实在知道主的话是何等的宝贵。
We truly know how precious are your words.
我们每一次读主的话的时候，
Every time when we read your words,
我们实在知道主实在清楚我们所需要的。
We truly know that Lord knows what we truly need.
这些话不是在我们身上没有功用的。
These words are not without effect on us.
这些话是让我们在地上走一生的道路。
These words are here to allow us to walk the path of life.
所以我们求主在这里帮助我们。
So we ask the Lord to help us here.
圣灵在这里保守我们。
To ask the Holy Spirit to keep us here.
让我们读了这些话以后，
that after we read these words,
如果我们有交通出来,
that whatever we share,
求主在这里宝血遮盖我们,
may the Lord's precious blood cover us here,
让人的话语在这里没有立足的地方,
so that the words of men have no place to stand here,
但是主的话能够在这里存到永远,
but Lord's words will be kept here into eternity.
听我们的祷告,
please listen to our prayers.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名,
pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我心里因为接到那弟兄的电话的时候, 我也在那边考虑, 应该找哪一位弟兄来交通。
When I received our brother's phone call, I was considering in my mind which brother should I ask to share.
那后来发觉很多弟兄这个主日都不在。
And then I realized that many brothers are not here this weekend.
那我后来就想到地上的帐篷。 这句话在我心里面好像跑出来。And then
in my heart, I thought of the phrase, the earthly tent.
在前几天,
a few days ago,
我正在整理我们家常常有记日记的习惯。
I was organizing the journals at my house.
我们记住在1990年的时候。
We recorded in 1990.
6月底的时候我们在做什么?
We recorded what we were doing towards the end of June.
那很多弟兄姐妹可能不知道。
Many brothers and sisters may not know.
那时候我们在准备, 那是我们最后一次在我们那时候所聚会的地方聚会。
That was the last time we were gathering at the place that we were meeting.
我们在一起准备。
We were together preparing.
准备完毕以后我们就要上7月的第一个主日的夏令营。
And then after we prepared, we were going to the summer camp for the first Sunday in July.
那夏令营完毕以后,我们就要开始在科尼开始聚会。
And then after the summer camp, we were going to start our gathering at Kearney.
所以,时间过得很快。
So time flies.
18年前的事情。
18 years ago.
那今天我们很多人在那18年前,当初那时候的今天,都在准备这个事情。
And 18 years ago, many of us were preparing for that.
那我后来更感觉我们这个地上的帐篷实在活得很有意义。
And then we felt that the earthly tent in which we live is truly meaningful.
保罗在讲这段圣经的时候,
when Paul talked about these verses,
他用了一个在地上的帐篷,
he used the words earthly tent.
在我们的体会里面,
in our feelings,
这个地上的帐篷到底代表的是什么?
What does this earthly tent represent?
地上的帐篷在我们的身上的那种, 我们有没有跟它有那种关系?
Do we have this relationship with this earthly tent?
基督徒是过一个地上帐篷的生活。
Christians live a life of earthly tent.
但是我们对的如果对的这个地上帐篷不太了解的话,
but if we do not truly understand earthly tent,
我们可能在保罗的这件事情上我们就不能那么深刻的体会。
Then we may not be able to deeply feel what Paul is saying.
在以色列人的生命当中,
in the lives of Israelites,
他们一讲到帐篷,
whenever they talk about tents,
他们会有那很深刻的那种印象。
They have a deep impression.
他们对的帐篷的体会跟我们不一样。
Their sense for the tent is different from ours.
你如果看圣经里面,
if you look through the scripture,
你看到新约的时候,
when you are in the New Testament,
彼得对着地上的帐篷的看法,
Peter's view of earthly tent,
有一次主耶稣带着彼得三个门徒啊, 约翰他们去山上面,
one time, Lord Jesus brought three disciples, Peter and John, they went up to a mountain.
我们都很了解那个故事。
We all know that story.
结果主耶稣就变了相。
And then Lord Jesus went through transfiguration.
然后那个是非常美的一个景色。
And it was a beautiful scene.
那彼得就说话了。
And then Peter spoke.
彼得说什么?
What did Peter say?
彼得说, 主啊, 这里真好, 对不对?
Peter said, Lord, this is good.
我们就把你在这里呢, 跟以利亚啊, 摩西啊, 还有主耶稣, 我们盖三个什么? 三个帐篷。
And then he said, let us build three tents here for Jesus, yourself, and for Moses, and for Elijah.
你相信如果我们中国人在那个时候啊,
You know, Chinese people at that time,
绝对不会挑帐篷这个字。
We would not choose the word tent.
那如果我的话, 我绝对不会用帐篷这个字。
If it were me, I wouldn't use the word tent.
我一定会把你盖一个像是什么, 中国人常常讲的, 我就把你盖一个很好大的地方, 大家能够来朝拜。
And I would say that let me build a big structure for you so that many people can come and worship you.
只有彼得说, 我给你标个帐篷。
But Peter said, I will build a tent for you.
彼得为什么会用帐篷这个字?
Why would Peter use the word tent?
因为他在那个旧约的历史里面, 他知道一件事。
Because he knew that through the history of the Old Testament,
帐篷如果要有那个帐篷成为会幕的话,
because he knew if that tent turns into a tabernacle,
那就是神与人能够相会的地方,
and then that is a place where God can meet men,
那个帐篷就不叫做帐篷了。
Then that tent is no longer a tent.
那个帐篷就变成一个叫会幕。
Then that tent becomes a tabernacle.
你知道我们主耶稣基督，我们主耶稣在地上的时候，
You know when our Lord Jesus was in this world,
他有一次跟门徒讲，
He once said to his disciples apostles,
在路加福音那里，他第十章那里，他讲说，他说有一天我要带你们到那个永远的帐篷里面去。
He said that one day I will lead you into the eternal tent.
就是永远的那个 tabernacle， 他用 tabernacle。
And he used the word tabernacle.
他就是说有一个帐篷。
He meant to say that there is a tent.
是可以存到永远的。
It can be kept into eternity.
而且是永远存在。
And it exists in eternity.
不受时间的限制。
It is not limited by time.
他这个启示的时候，
In that revelation,
可能门徒没有办法想象说会幕怎么会变成一个永远的以后的帐篷。
That the apostles may not understand how can this tent become an eternal tabernacle.
因为犹太人的历史里面，
because in the Jewish history,
后来会幕就没有了。
The tabernacle disappeared.
他们就成为圣殿。
It became the holy temple.
但主耶稣来讲说， 我以后要把你们带到那永远的帐篷里面去。
But Lord Jesus said that one day I will guide you into the eternal tabernacle.
那约翰在启示录那里怎么讲？
What does John say in Revelation?
启示录那里他讲说， 神的帐幕啊， 神的有一个 tabernacle， 以后要住在人间里面。
He said that God will have a tabernacle that will dwell among men.
有时候我读这些经文的时候，
When I read these verses,
我有时候也会被搞得好像有点糊涂。
I would be confused.
到底这个帐幕是哪一个帐幕？
Which tent is it?
这个我是讲说保罗讲这个帐幕啊。
And I mean this tent that Paul is referring to.
你知道在圣经里面齁， 如果我们看在创世纪第四章那里，
If we see in the scripture in Genesis chapter 4,
创世纪第四章20节，
Genesis chapter 4 verse 20，
那里告诉以色列人， 告诉人类， 帐篷怎么开始？
It tells people there how did the tent start.
帐篷开始的时候是亚大生了亚巴，那个亚巴不是没有讲话那个亚巴哈，亚巴就是住帐篷还有畜牧人的祖先啊祖师。
There, Adah gave birth to Jeba. He was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock.
人类本来没有帐篷的。
The mankind originally did not have tents.
人类住在伊甸园里面。
Mankind lived in the Garden of Eden.
但是人犯了罪，
But men sinned.
被赶出去了。
And was chased out.
我那个时候在想说， 人被赶出去， 那时候他住哪里？
And I thought, where did men live when they were chased out of the Garden of Eden?
就创世纪那里讲说， 有一个帐篷在那里。
And then in Genesis, it says that there is a tent there.
这个亚巴他发明了怎么做帐篷。
This Jeba, he invented tents.
那看这段圣经的时候， 发觉这个帐篷还不止， 他就是说， 这个做帐篷的人又是畜牧的人的老师。
And in the scripture it says not only was he the father of tents, but he was also the original teacher for livestock.
今天我们家里很少人会养东西啊。
These days, it's very rare that we would raise livestock.
你可能在中国， 在台湾或者香港， 你养鸡养鸭。
Maybe in China, in Taiwan or in Hong Kong,
养牛，
you would raise chicken, duck or cows.
但是旧约的时候， 他们那个时候， 如果你要养这些牲畜的时候， 你必须住在帐篷里面。
But in the Old Testament, if you want to raise these livestock, you have to live in tents.
为什么？
Why?
因为这些动物要怎么样？
Because these animals, they must.
不像今天我们有饲料可以喂它们，对不对？
It is not like today where we have a stock that we can feed them.
他们要到野外去。
They have to go into the wilderness.
去放耕。
To be let out.
所以他们那些放耕在那个地方，牛群、羊群在那里的时候。
When they go out to look for food, when the sheep and the oxen go out.
只有这些人就住在帐篷里面。
And these people live in tents.
帐篷就跟着，好像跟着畜牧的人发生了很大的关系。
And it is as if the tents have this great relationship with people who raise livestock.
那帐篷就成为我们生活的一部分。
And tents become a part of our life.
在圣经里面常常记录那个帐篷里面外面发生的事情。
In the scripture, it often records things that happen inside and outside of tents.
如果你旧约熟一点的话，你知道有一次挪亚在帐篷里面喝醉了，对不对？
If you know the scripture, then you'll know that one time when Noah was drunken inside of tent.
结果他醉了，结果他怎么样？ 他把自己的衣服扒光了。And
then what did he do? He took off all his clothing.
对不对？ 那有一次挪亚为他的三个孩子闪含雅佛祝福。And
then one time when Noah was blessing his three children.
他用帐篷这个事情来祝福。
He used the event of the tent to.
他说希望这个雅佛能够扩张。
He said that he hoped that Ephah would expand.
然后住在闪的帐篷里面。
And be able to live in tents.
那帐篷就代表了权力地位了。
That tent represents authority and power.
那我们也知道，亚伯拉罕本来住在城市里面。
We also knew that before Abraham lived in a city.
他住在都市里面了。He
lived in the metro city.
那神呼召他出来。
And God called him to leave.
他就住在帐篷里面。
And then he began to live in tents.
那有一次他跟罗德中间起了争执。
And then one time he had an argument with Lot.
他的帐篷不是一个帐篷，他很多帐篷。
He not only had one tent, but he had many tents.
他有很多的牛群。
And he had many oxen.
所以他们的仆人之间就起了争执。
And therefore, their servants had arguments.
所以他的帐篷就变了很多。
And then his tents became many.
那帐篷就成为以色列人很密切的一个关系。
Tents have this close relationship with Israel.
亚伯拉罕就住在帐篷里面。
Abraham lived in tents.
以色列人住在埃及，对不对？
Israelites lived in Egypt.
结果他们从埃及出来的时候，到旷野里面。
And when they left Egypt to go into the wilderness,
他们住了40年的帐篷。
They lived in tents for 40 years.
他们有时候在帐篷里面发怨言。
Many times they complained in tents.
在生命记里他讲他们去看那个归看那个地的时候，他们不满意，他们就在帐篷里面吵起来了。
In Deuteronomy, it mentioned that when they went to examine the land, they were not satisfied, so then they started arguing in tents.
主耶稣给他们。 我们的神给他们吃玛拿，他们吃腻了，他们在帐篷的门口就哀哭。
That when our God gave them manna as their food and they got tired of eating manna, then they started crying at the gate of the tent.
他们在帐篷里面可以做很多的事情。
In the tent, they can do many things.
前一段时间我们弟兄来这里有交通到雅各的一个日，雅各在神赐福给雅各他这段日子里面。
Our brother a few weeks ago had shared with us the blessings that God had given to Jacob.
雅各他有个哥哥叫做以扫。
Jacob had a brother named Esau.
他说以扫喜欢打猎。
And he said that Esau liked to hunt.
结果雅各喜欢住哪里啊？
And Jacob, where did he like to live?
他住在帐篷里面。
He liked to live in tents.
那个时候的帐篷，男孩子住在喜欢在帐篷里面。 其实是很奇怪的一件事情。
At that time, for a boy like to live in a tent is a very rare thing.
今天的孩子很喜欢住在屋子里面。
Today, kids like to live in houses.
因为屋子里面有冷气，有internet，有电话。
Because in the house there's AC, there is internet, and there's telephone.
但是那时候雅各喜欢在帐篷里面。
But then at that time, Jacob liked to stay in tents.
帐篷是一个舒服的地方吗？
Is tent a comfortable place?
帐篷在新约的里面，它好像这个意义有三阶段的意义哈。
The tent in the scripture has three different meanings.
一个就是我们所了解的支帐篷，帐篷。
One is making a tent.
另外一个就是，如果这个帐篷有神与我们同在的时候，这个就不是帐篷，就变成一个会幕。
And then second is when God is together with men in a tent, then it's no longer a tent but a tabernacle.
保罗在哥林多后书这里所讲的帐篷。
Paul in the tent that he referred to in 2 Corinthians.
我以前一直觉得不是 tabernacle 就是 tent。
I used to think that if it's not a tabernacle, then it's a tent.
后来我再查了一下，后来我发觉保罗这两个字好像都不是用这两个这么好的字。
But and then later when I looked into it, I realized that Paul didn't use these two words.
他用了一个 booth.
He used the word booth.
就是一个茅草屋。
Just a booth, a very simple.
一个茅草屋哈。
A shackle.
一个摊子。好像很粗糙盖起来的。
A very roughly made.
因为保罗对着帐篷，他很深刻的看到他自己像什么东西。
Because through the tent, Paul saw what he himself was like.
我知道我们弟兄姐妹大概很少有机会住帐篷。
I know that brothers and sisters don't have many opportunities to live in tents.
暑假了，如果你的孩子大一点，或者有弟兄姐妹去露营的话，你最好可以跟着去。
If your kids are a little bit older, or if you go with brothers and sisters, then in the summertime, you should go camping.
虽然这并不是一个可以体会帐篷生活的方式。
Even though it is not a way to experience a life of tent.
但是你可以依稀的可以体会什么叫帐篷的生活。
But through it, you can experience a little bit what is a life of tent like.
我知道小孩子很喜欢住帐篷，对不对？很喜欢露营。
I know that little kids love to camp.
我问你，
Let me ask you.
你住的是几个人的帐篷啊？
How many people live in a tent?
是两人帐、四人帐、八人帐？
Is it two people, four people, eight people?
还有十六人帐？
And 16 people?
我不知道你那帐篷有没有客厅？
I don't know if your tent has a living room.
有没有厨房？
Does it have a kitchen?
还有没有冷气机？
Does it have an AC?
我不知道你的帐篷住得舒不舒服。
I don't know whether or not it's comfortable for you to live in a tent.
帐篷很新鲜，很好玩。
A tent is a new experience and very fun.
住几天可以。
You can live in it for a few days.
你住一个月好不好？
Do you want to live in it for a month?
住帐篷是今天现代人好像消遣的一个地方。
Living in a tent is a luxury for people today.
我们工作累了，我们这个礼拜去 camping。
This week's work this has been a hard week of work. Therefore, we go camping.
大部分 New Jersey campsite 旁边都有可以洗热水的地方，洗澡的地方。
In New Jersey, most campsites would provide you with hot shower.
所以你去的时候并不会很舒服。
So when you go, it may not be very comfortable.
但是我们实在知道，我们在地上有时候体会这种帐篷生活，玩玩可以，来真的不行。
But we often know that we can use it for fun, but not for real.
我姐姐那时候921大地震的时候，她在台湾。
My sister when she went through the September 21st earthquake in Taiwan.
他们住在帐篷里住了两个礼拜。
They lived in tents for 2 weeks.
她后来跟我讲，我再也不要去住帐篷了。
She told me later that she never wants to live in a tent again.
她说我只要住过屋子以后，再也不要去帐篷里面。
She said, after I've lived in a house, I will never go back to a tent.
住帐篷苦不苦？
Is it hard to live in a tent?
我们有一年去住帐篷啊，结果下雨。
One year we went to live in a tent and then it rained.
那是第一天下雨。
The first day it rained.
第二天浣熊来了，就是那个 raccoon。
Oh, the second night, the raccoon came.
因为我们有个弟兄食物放在外面。
Because one of our brothers left food outside.
那我们以为是熊，就是 raccoon.
We thought it was a bear, but it turned out to be a raccoon.
住帐篷的日子并不好受。
The days to live in a tent are not easy.
然后我们帐篷的那个位置摆的有一边高，有一边低。
And then our tent was pitched so that one side was higher than the other.
所以我们家女儿就会从那边一直滚下来，睡觉的时候。
And then my daughter would roll down the tent when she was sleeping.
然后每睡大概一小时，又要把它放到最上面去，它又开始滚下来。
And then every hour we would put her back onto the high land, and then she would roll down again.
后来第二天我们拔营就走，我们不干了。
And then the second day we took away the tent, we went home.
你如果知道住帐篷的日子苦，
If you know that things living in a tent are hard,
保罗在这里讲说, 我们这个地上的帐篷,
then Paul here says that in the earthly tent,
如果拆毁了,
that if it's destructed, if it's torn down,
要得一个什么? 要得一个什么呢?
Then what do we have?
要得到一个房屋,
then we want to have a building.
这个房屋不是地上的房屋,
this is not a house of hand, this is not an earthly house.
这是一个天上的房屋,
this is a heavenly house.
我不知道你可不可以了解到, 我们虽然在地上有的体会, 住帐篷, 没有住,
I don't know whether or not you can experience that living in a tent may not be as comfortable as living in a house.
房屋很舒服, 对不对?
A house is very comfortable.
你住看看,
if you live in it,
有一段时间以后你会发觉房屋也不是那么舒服,
then after a while you'll realize the house is not that comfortable either.
有时候太冷, 太热也不行,
sometimes it's too hot, sometimes it's too cold.
房屋还会坏,
and then houses also break.
结果他在这里讲说, 我们这地上的帐篷要拆毁掉。
But then here he says that the earthly tent which is to be torn down.
保罗是一个会织帐篷的人。
Paul is someone who knows how to make a tent.
他的手中织过很多的帐篷。
Through his hands he made many tents.
他能够很深刻的知道这个帐篷非常的简陋。
He knew how easily and how roughly made these.
他用帐篷跟房屋来相比,
he used the tents to compare to houses.
这两个可以比吗?
Are these two comparable?
房屋远比帐篷舒服,
house is supposed to be more comfortable than a tent.
你要住哪一个?
Where do you want to live?
我相信今天很少弟兄姐妹说我们摆的房屋不住，我们开始是住帐篷。
I think very few brothers and sisters will say that let's leave the houses and live in tents.
以色列人住在埃及, 住了好几百年,
Israelites lived for a few hundred years in Egypt.
住在房屋里面,
they lived in houses.
结果神把他们召出来, 从以色列人召出来,
and then God called out the Israelites.
结果他们去住哪里?
And then where did they live?
他们住在帐篷里面,
they lived in tents.
住了40年,
they lived there for 40 years.
我想这是一个很 你可以不能想象的, 我不要地上那个房屋, 我要住到帐篷里面去。
This is unimaginable. I don't want the houses in this world, but I want to live in tents.
因为神召我们出来,
because God called us out.
让我们从原来地上的房屋,
from the houses of the earth,
我们的救恩, 把我们从地上世界里面召出来,
that through his salvation, he called us out of this world,
来跟随主,
to follow the Lord,
来做帐篷的生活,
to live a life of tents.
犹太人, 很多犹太人 40年之后,
many Israelites after 40 years,
新的一代进到迦南去,
the new generation entered into the land of Canaan.
他们进到迦南的房屋里面去,
they entered into the houses of Canaan.
今天我们得救以后,
today after we've been saved,
我们是从原来地上的房屋里面迁出来,
we are moving out of the earthly houses that we used to live in,
迁到地上的帐篷,
to move into earthly tents.
这是神给我们预备的一条路,
that is a path that God has.
然而我们在这个地上的帐篷的生活里面,
and then in this life of earthly tents,
我们怎么生活?
How do we live?
这里讲, 我们在那里叹息,
and then here it says that we are groaning,
或者是哀哭,
or we are sighing and crying.
中文字有一句话叫呻吟,
In the Chinese, it says that we are groaning.
就是会有抱怨,
that is to say that we have complaints.
在帐篷里面也抱怨, 门口也抱怨, 在里面也抱怨,
we complain outside of the tent, at the gateway of the tent, and inside the tent.
我们觉得这个帐篷不好用,
we think that the tent is no good.
或许我们说我们的帐篷的生活是一个叹息的生活,
or we say that the life of a tent is a life of groaning.
我问你,
let me ask you,
你信了主耶稣,
after you believed in Lord Jesus,
你的生活是不是每天都很快乐?
Are your days filled with joy?
还是你有时候觉得我还是一样叹息?
Or do you still feel that there are still days of sighing?
得救是很快乐,
to be saved is very joyful.
但是一段日子以后,
but after some days,
讲实话,
in honesty,
你有时候也叹息, 对不对?
You would also sigh, right?
你结婚很高兴,
It's very happy. It's very joyful to be married.
你对你的新郎、你的新娘很高兴。
You are very happy about the bride and the groom.
你再过一段时间,
After some time,
你对他有没有开始叹息?
Do you have signing about him or her?
你对你的孩子生下很高兴。
You are joyful about the birth of a baby.
再一段时间，你对你的孩子有没有开始叹息?
After some days, do you have signing about the kids?
你篮球打得很好。
You are very good at playing basketball.
20岁的时候。
When you're 20 years old.
你40岁的时候。
When you're 40 years old.
你对你打篮球叹不叹息?
Do you have signing about yourself playing the basketball?
你跑过去你就跑不回来了。
You run over there and you cannot run back.
你跟Luke他们打看看。
If you play with people like Luke,
他会笑你。
He'll laugh at you.
为什么你对这个身体开始叹息了?
Why? Because you start to have signing about this body.
神为什么要让我们在对这个身体上开始叹息?
Why does God allow us to have the signing about our body?
保罗在那边叹息，他的原因是什么?
Paul is here signing. What is the reason for that?
保罗说，我在这个帐篷里面叹息。
Paul said that in this house we groan.
他深深的想到得到那天上的房屋。
He longs for that house in heaven.
这个声响啊。
This longing.
是一个非常 deep, 非常里面的叹息的那个 deep 说，哎呀，真好，如果。
It is a very deep signing from inside to say how good would it be if I have this.
我常常对我自己失望啊。
I'm often disappointed in myself.
我分成两方面的失望。
I will put it into two categories of disappointment.
第一个是对我的身体上的失望。
On one hand, it is the disappointment in my body.
我第一个失望是什么，你知道吗？
Do you know what is my first?
当然，健康的身体我常常也失望，没有好的健康的身体。
Often I am often also disappointed because I don't have a healthy body.
我常常失望说我的头发为什么比人家开始少？
I often think why do I have less hair than other people?
为什么我在这边好像不能像很多弟兄姐妹常常迁移过来迁移过去？
Why is it that I'm not like many brothers and sisters to move here and move there?
水喝了少了就开始口渴。
If you don't drink water, then you'll be thirsty.
一顿饭不吃，肚子就开始饿。
If you skip a meal, then you'll be hungry.
打一场球，割一个草，明天要躺一天。
To play a game of ball or to mow the lawn, then the next day you have to rest.
耐力也没有以前好。
And the endurance is also less than before.
有时候没有反应，代表不是说不反应了，是实在没有力气反应。
And sometimes having no reaction, it is not because I don't have a reaction, but because I don't have the energy to react.
你骂我罗丽媛，不是我不回骂你。
If you yell at me, it's not that I don't yell back.
我以前一定回骂你。
Before I would yell back.
现在不是说懒得惹你。
Now it is not that I don't want to be bothered.
是好像没有那个精神说还再跟你吵一下。
But rather it is that I don't have the energy to have the argument with you.
我热就中暑。
If I'm hot, then
我就中暑 ，dehydrate.
I'll be dehydrated.
我冷的话，我就开始咳嗽。
If I'm cold, then I would cough.
我们生病。
We get sick.
生气。
We get angry.
不舒服。
We are uncomfortable.
所有东西都在退化当中。
All things are in a state of deterioration.
这是我身体上我对我自己开始不满意。
And these are things about my flesh that I become dissatisfied with.
我常常想说，哎呀，如果20年前多好。
I would often say, how good was it 20 years ago?
信了主以后,
after we believed in the Lord,
我发觉我这个老我也在那里啊。
I find that the old self is still there.
你如果考试考不好,
if you don't do well on a test,
你又怪主啊, 你怎么没有听我的祷告呢?
You can complain and say, Lord, why didn't you listen to my prayer?
我立志不要犯罪,
I am determined not to sin.
就出门就骂人了。
But I yell at people as soon as I leave the door.
你叹不叹息?
Do you not groan?
你对你自己失不失望?
Are you not disappointed in yourself?
有时候主在那边要求的时候,
and sometimes when God is asking there,
主说你们要彼此相爱,
the Lord says that you have to love each other.
就门出去就恨这个弟兄,
but as soon as I step out of the door, I hate that brother.
你晚上跟主祷告的时候,
when you pray to the Lord at night,
好像没办法祷告,
it seems as if you can't pray.
你好像在那边叹息,
as if you are sighing there.
你在那边呻吟。
You are groaning there.
你在认罪的时候, 你的心态是怎么样?
And when you're confessing your sin, what is in your heart?
你跟主认罪的时候, 你是怎么说的?
What do you say when you're confessing to the Lord?
有时候我跟主讲说, 主啊,
I say, Lord,
我下面不知道讲什么。
I don't know what to say.
讲你再赦免我一次，我讲不出来。
I can't say, please forgive me one more time.
那你不赦免我的话，那我怎么办？
But if you don't forgive me, then what do I do?
我有时候祷告就像一声叹息在主的面前。
And then my prayer is like this sighing before the Lord.
我们在地上的日子，很多时候我们在那里叹息。
The days we live in this world, we are sighing.
保罗也在那边叹息。
And Paul is also sighing there.
保罗叹息了之后，他一直深深的想到，他要得到那天上的房屋。
And when Paul was sighing there, he deeply longed for that dwelling place in heaven.
圣灵在那里好像告诉他一件事情。
The Holy Spirit seems to be telling him one thing.
为什么要有这个天上的房屋呢？
Why do you need a heavenly house?
他说这个天上房屋好像我们可以穿上去。
He said that this heavenly house is something that we can put on as our clothes.
因为一穿上去我们就不是裸体的。
Because once we clothe ourselves with it, then we are no longer naked.
后来我慢慢知道，原来我们住在地上的帐篷里面其实是 naked.
And then I realized that while we are in this earthly tent, we are naked.
因为我们是 naked.
Because we're naked.
你知道 naked 没有穿衣服是羞耻的事情。
You know, to be naked is a shameful thing.
没有穿衣服其实是对自己是一个很大的侮辱。
That not to be dressed, to be naked is a great humiliation for oneself.
因为我们常常不知道我们是 naked.
Because often we do not know that we are naked.
我们在帐篷外面坐着哀哭。
That we are crying out loud outside of the tent.
我们在帐篷里面抱怨。
We are complaining inside of the tent.
我们在帐篷里面在那边挣扎。
We are struggling inside the tent.
因为我们是 naked.
Because we are naked.
我们会犯罪。
We sin.
我们求主赦免我们。
We ask the Lord for forgiveness.
但是我们还是想到我们这个地上的帐篷。
But we continue to think that in this earthly tent.
限制了主。
It constrained God.
限制了我们能够穿上天上的那个衣服。
It constrains us from putting on the heavenly house.
然而保罗在这里提了一件事情。
And then here Paul mentions one thing.
我们在帐篷里面叹息而且劳苦。
That we labor and we groan inside of the tent.
结果我们好像不愿意放弃这个帐篷。
But then it is as if we don't want to give up this tent.
我们对这个帐篷拿到天上那个帐天上那个房屋我们好像在 hesitate, 在那边犹豫不决。
And then, while we are in this earthly tent and have this heavenly tent, we are hesitating.
有时候我们觉得不想离开，是为什么？
Sometimes we don't want to leave. Why?
绝对不是怕死。
It is not because we're afraid of death.
对，基督徒对着死亡有时候有点 hesitate， 有点那么犹豫哦。
Sometimes Christians would have this hesitation about death.
有时候我们觉得我们不愿意走出去，为什么？
Sometimes we don't want to walk.
因为我们在地上还有责任，对不对？
Because we still have responsibilities.
对，我有时候觉得这是一个很好的理由。主啊，我还不能走。
Sometimes I think this is a very good reason. I say, Lord, I still cannot go.
主啊，等，再等。
Lord, please wait.
我不要第一个，我也不要最后一个。
I don't want to be the first one. I don't want to be the last one.
我中间就好。
As long as I'm in the middle.
我讲了讲啊，主啊，我在地上还有工作没做完。
I say, Lord, I still have work I need to do in this world.
有时候我还讲说，主啊，这是你的工作，在我手中还没做完，
then,
所以我还不能走。
Sometimes I would say, Lord, it is your work that I have not completed, so therefore I cannot go.
或者有时候讲说，主啊，你在我身上还没做完成。
Or I would say, Lord, you have not done your work on me yet.
我在身上还没有被你 complete, 所以主啊，你还要留我在这里。
And then I will say, Lord, you still have to keep me here because your work is not complete on me yet.
你知道吗？没有信主的时候。
Do you know, without believing in the Lord.
我们惧怕死亡，对不对？
We fear death.
我们信了主以后。
After we believed in the Lord.
我们对着死亡惧不惧怕？
Are we still afraid of death?
我们不敢讲说是惧怕。
We do not dare to say that we fear.
但是我们觉得我们到了死亡的那一边要见主。
But we feel that on the side of death, we have to see the Lord.
如果认识主的人，他更怕。
For those who know the Lord, then he is more afraid.
因为主如果说你是又忠心又良善的仆人，那我就快点过去了。
If the Lord says that you are a good and loyal servant, then I would quickly go.
结果发觉好像都不是。
But then we find that we are not.
那碰到主的时候怎么办？
Then when we meet God, when we meet the Lord, what do we do?
保罗在这里讲说，还好，没有关系，我们在那里 hesitate。
But Paul said that it's okay that we are hesitating.
还好, 这里有圣灵。
It's okay because there is Holy Spirit.
圣灵在这里, 栽培我们。
That the Holy Spirit is nurturing us here.
圣灵在这里做一个担保。
That the Holy Spirit is here as a pledge.
这个担保我们怎么样?
What is the pledge?
担保我们能够坦然无惧。
That it's a pledge that we can be of good courage.
这里讲了两个坦然无惧。
Here it mentioned a good courage twice.
这两个坦然无惧说, 你到那个帐篷里, 你坦然无惧。
Here it says that when you are inside of that tent, you are of good courage.
你到天上那个环幕里, 你也坦然无惧。
And when you are in the heavenly dwelling place, you are also of good courage.
信的主, 信主的人多好。
How good is it to believe in the Lord?
我们有两个坦然无惧。
We have two good courages.
当然, 这有一点要讲到信心的问题, 对不对?
Of course, we also have to talk about faith.
基督徒就是活在信心的里面。
Christians live in faith.
基督徒就是靠着主耶稣的话来活。
Christians live by the word of the Lord.
主的话怎么说?
What does the word of the Lord say?
就成为我们的信心。
And that becomes our faith.
如果我们把主的话抓得紧紧的,
If we grab tight onto the word of the Lord,
我们就能坦然无惧。
Then we can be of good courage.
坦然无惧是对主 一个信心的建立,
to be of good courage is an establishment of faith in the Lord.
是一个个人的,
it's on an individual.
为什么今天这么多信主的人对着死亡啊, 还有那些不同的反应?
Why is it that so many people who believe in the Lord have such different reaction towards death?
你坦然无惧吗?
Are you of good courage?
你信神的话吗?
Do you believe in the word of the Lord?
你虽然在地上, 做叹息的生活,
Even though you live a life of groaning in this world,
你能够坦然无惧吗?
Can you be of good courage?
你不怕我们的主吗?
Are you not afraid of our Lord?
你有那个信心吗?
Do you have that faith?
你知道他这里讲说, 我们的信心啊, 不是凭着眼见,
It says that we are our faith, it is not by sight.
我们今天在帐篷的日子里面是凭着信心来过日子。
Today, in the life of tent, we are living by faith.
不是凭着眼见来过日子。
And not by sight.
有时候我带我们家孩子去看电影啊。
Sometimes I take my children to go see movies.
每一次电影出来我就跟他讲那个不是真的。
Every time after the movie, I would tell them, this is not real.
但没有机会带他去看变魔术。
But I don't have the opportunity to bring them to a magic show.
看魔术的时候孩子会讲这假的。
In the magic show, the kids would say, this is not real.
不然不叫看魔术啊。
Because otherwise, it's not a magic show.
但是看电影有时候看到一个地步, 你以为是真的。
But sometimes when you're watching a movie, you watch it to a point that you think it's real.
我们今天在地上, 有时候过一过日子, 过一段时间以后, 那个眼见就变成眼见为凭了。
And after living in this world for a while, we think that what we see is the proof.
我认识一对夫妇。
I know a couple.
他弟兄是北方人。
The brother came from the northern part of China.
那姐妹是南方人。
And the wife came from the southern part of China.
他生了一个孩子是ABC。
And then they have a baby who is born here in America.
他是kid现在。
The kid is born in America.
岁数比较大, 所以他们三个人看法, 南方人有南方人的看法, 北方人有北方人的看法, 儿子有美国人的看法。
And then for the three of them, the husband would have a point of view from someone who's from the northern part of China, the wife would have a point of view from the southern part of China, and then the son would have an American point of view.
所以他们每一次有三种看法。
So on all things, they would have three perspectives.
很简单的一件事情。
A very simple matter.
就会讲了很久。
Then they would talk about it for a long time.
东西会变。
Things will change.
有时候我们参考一下。
Sometimes we can use it as a reference.
我们不能靠我们的经验过活。
We cannot live by our experience.
特别有时候把经验就成为真理。
And especially when we turn the experience into truth.
有人说北方人胃口比较重一点，是吧？
Some people say that the people from northern part of China have a heavier taste.
所以性情比较直爽。
So therefore their personalities are more straightforward.
那我南方人就是什么？ 他们说比较拐弯抹角。
And then the people from the southern part, they would have more twists in their personality.
那个美国人他根本就不理你这些什么拐弯抹角比较直爽, 他就是一针见血。
And Americans, they don't really care about all those. They go straight to the point.
所以他们家常常有个问题，他说：“儿子，你怎么讲话这么不会拐弯抹角？”
They would often have this problem where the parents would say, "Son, how come when you talk, you're not subtle at all?"
那个孩子看着红的就是红的，蓝的就是蓝的。
This kid, red is red, blue is blue.
好看就是不好看，好看就好看，不好看就不好看。
If it's good, it's good. If it's not good, it's not good.
那先生怕挨骂，所以不敢讲真话。
But the husband is afraid to be yelled at, so he's afraid to tell the truth.
所以他，你知道这个看法很难过我们的日子。
You know, with these perspectives, it's very difficult to live.
所以我们常常眼见，常常会出很大的问题。
Many times, if we live by sight, then we have many problems.
我们住帐篷的日子的时候。
When we live in an earthly tent.
如果我们常常凭着眼见。
If we often live by sight,
不凭主的话,
but not to live by the word of the Lord,
我们不只在帐篷里面会抱怨,
not only will we be complaining inside of the tent,
我们会到帐篷门口去哀哭,
and then we'll be crying at the gateway of the tent.
我们这个帐篷永远有一天不会成为神与人相会的地方,
then this tent will never be a place where God can meet men.
保罗在这里讲了一句话，他讲说这个帐篷要拆毁掉。
Paul said here that this tent will be torn down.
你懂不懂什么叫拆毁？
Do you know what it means to be torn down?
我有时候觉得，我们每次有时候坏所有修新东西的时候，
Whenever we have to renovate the church,
那工人来做的第一件事就把它拆了。
The workers, the first thing they do is to tear down.
那有时候我就跟他讲说，你这个拆掉不是很可惜吗？
And sometimes I would say to them, tearing this down, isn't it a waste?
他常常讲说，你这不拆掉，我再盖新的东西盖在上面，后面其实是糟的。
But then he would say, it doesn't work if I have to build new things on top of the old one.
所以他在那边拆的时候，我有时候会叹息，我说好可惜，好可惜，好可惜。
And sometimes when they tear things down, I will be signing to say, "Oh, what a waste!"
当主在我们这个身上开始拆的时候
when the Lord starts to do the work of tearing down on us,
我有时候会觉得主啊，这是我的才能呢，你拆掉很可惜耶。
I will say, "Lord, that's my capability. What a waste if you tear it down."
这是我的长处耶，你拆掉很可惜耶。
This is my strength. What a waste if you tear it down.
这是别人都没有的，你拆掉很可惜耶。
This is something that no one else has. How unfortunate if you tear it down.
当主在那边拆的时候，
when the Lord is tearing down,
你在那边叹息没有？
Are you signing there?
你也在那边叹息啊。
You're also signing there.
有时候十字架好像在我们里面做事的时候，
when the cross is doing its work on us,
好像我们里面也有那种感觉。
We also have that feeling in us.
好像在那边呻吟。
As if we are signing there.
保罗在这里讲到，他说不管我们住在身体里面还是身子外面，
He said whether we live in the body or outside of the body,
他定了一个志向，
He has a determination.
不管我住在这个帐篷里面，
Whether I live in this tent,
我还是以后要到那个天上的房屋里面去住，
Or if I'm going to dwell in the heavenly house,
我立了一个志向，
I have set a goal.
这个志向，我不管别人的，不管自己的面子。
This determination, it is regardless of my face.
不管我原来的本相好像多么的失败。
No matter what a failure I originally was.
他要讨主的喜悦。
He wants to please the Lord.
我虽然在帐篷里面有时候哀哭啊。
Even though I will be crying inside of the tent,
我在帐篷里面，在帐篷外面哀嚎啊。
Even though I be groaning inside and outside the tent,
即使是这样，
even if that is so,
他有个志向，
he has a determination.
主啊，我错的话，
Lord, if I am wrong,
我还是来到主的面前，
I still go before the Lord.
在我身上拆吧，
to tear down on me.
你越拆，你越会发觉自己的有限。
The more you tear down, the more limited you will find yourself.
我们在帐篷里面常常觉得这真好。
When we are inside the tent, we often feel how good it is.
哇，这个地方太好了，我们就不走了。
This place is so good, we don't want to leave.
但是你如果知道主在你身上开始拆的时候，
But when you know that the Lord has started to tear down on you,
你就要得到一个天上那个永存。
Then you will receive what is in eternity.
你的眼睛就打开了。
Then your eyes will be opened.
主啊，你就拆吧。
Lord, start to tear down.
让我们过帐篷的生活。
Let us live a life of tents.
虽然是叹息的生活。
Even though it is a life of sighing.
但主可以在我们身上做他的工作。
But Lord can do His work on us.
地上的帐篷。
The earthly tent.
70年、80年。
70 years, 80 years.
就拆掉。
After that, it's teared, torn down.
拆掉以后，你要得天上的帐篷。
After it's torn down, you have to receive the house in heaven.
拆掉了，你就穿上了衣服。
After it's torn down, you have to put on clothes.
拆掉了，你这个必死的就被生命吞灭。
Then what is mortal will be swallowed by life.
在这里，对着活的人怎么讲？对我们这些活的人。
So what does it say to us living people?
他第九节就在那边讲。
In verse 9 it says,
不管你怎么活,
then no matter how you live,
我们立了志向,
we have set our ambition,
讨主的喜悦,
to please the Lord.
这是主给保罗看到的。
That is what Lord showed to Paul.
保罗虽然在帐篷里面,
even though Paul lived in tent,
他能够行出讨主喜悦的事情,
he can do things that are pleasing to the Lord.
好, 我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你让我们能够离开埃及。
You allow us to leave Egypt.
来到旷野里面。
To go into the wilderness.
虽然我们在地上有这个帐篷的生活。
Even though in this world we live a life of tent.
我们在活在帐篷的里面。
We live inside of the tent.
我们有时候对在这个帐篷里面抱怨。
Even though sometimes we complain inside of the tent.
我们在这帐篷里面受了很大的限制。
We are so constrained inside of the tent.
但是我们主，我们深深的知道。
But Lord, we deeply know.
你的工作不停在这个帐篷里面而已。
That your work is not limited to the tent.
你盼望我们哪一天能够帐篷拆毁了。
You hope that one day the tent can be torn down.
我们就能够得到天上的那个房屋。
And then we can receive the heavenly house.
主啊，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
不管你把我们留在地上，有长有短。
Whether you leave us in this world for a long time or for a short time,
你让我们不管在身内住、身外住。
Whether we live in our body or outside of our body,
让我们众人都能立了志向。
Let us all have the determination,
让我们的帐篷生活讨主的喜悦。
That our lives of tents can be pleasing to you,
让我们的帐篷生活好像可以成为人与神相会的地方。
That our lives of tents can be a place where God and men can meet each other.
帐篷是暂时的，是短暂的。
The tent is temporal.
我们每一个人都要进入那永远永存的房屋里面。
Each one of us will enter into the eternal house.
主啊，你给我们的救恩是何等的浩大。
Lord, how great is the salvation that you have given us.
你的计划是何等的完美。
How perfect is your plan.
主啊，开我们的眼睛。
Lord, open our eyes.
让我们在地上。做个讨主喜悦的人
，so that we can be people who are pleasing to the Lord in this world.
求主用的这些话
，May the Lord use these words.
我们的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.